ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ततस्तत्परमाश्चर्यम् वीक्ष्य व्यवस्थितं मया महापुरुष पूजाय सिद्धि कापि अनुसंगिनी।
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. My dear mother, when I saw that all 49 sons were alive, I was certainly struck with wonder. I decided that this was a secondary result of your having regularly executed devotional service in worship of Lord Vishnu. Purport. For one who engages in worshipping Lord Vishnu, nothing is very wonderful. This is a fact. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharah, Tatra Shri Vijaya Bhutir, Dhruva Nitir, Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, wherever there is Arjun, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion. Yogeshwar is the supreme personality of Godhead, the master of all mystic yoga, who can do anything and everything he likes. This is the omnipotence of the Supreme Lord. For one who pleases the Supreme Lord, no achievement is wonderful. Everything is possible for him. Sixth canto, chapter 18. Diti vows to kill King Indra. The previous verse did not have a purport, so first I'll read that translation. Indra is saying, first I cut the child in the womb into 7 pieces. We became 7 children. Then I cut each of the children into 7 pieces again. By the grace of the Supreme Lord, however, none of them died. And today's verse is, my dear mother, when I saw that all 49 sons were alive, I was certainly struck with wonder. I decided that this was the secondary result of your having regularly executed devotional service in worship of Lord Vishnu. These scriptures are full with accounts of the glories of the Supreme Lord and that of His pure devotee, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the Amal Puran, the spotless Puran, which is free from any tinge of any other motivation except unconditional devotional service. And we find in this great literature by Srila Vyasadev that there are so many such instances which illustrate the power of the grace of the Lord. As is being explained here by Srila Prabhupada in the purport today, that nothing is impossible for one who pleases Krishna. Nothing is impossible for Krishna or for one who has taken complete shelter of the lotus feet of Gopinath. In the Bible it says that if one has faith the size of a mustard seed, he can move mountains. The mountain will move to the ocean. Everything is possible by the mercy of Krishna. There's nothing more to be said. Just the mercy of Krishna. All scriptures are included in the mercy of Srimati Radharani. The name of Radha and Krishna is all in all. Because all mercy is in the name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. All one needs to do is just learn how to receive mercy. All knowledge, all bhakti is a result of mercy. All detachment is a result of mercy. Everything auspicious is the mercy of Radha and Krishna. The way one becomes eligible to receive the mercy of the Lord is just by becoming a good beggar. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj writes in his book, Beggar. He explains how to be a good beggar. It's the perfection of life is to just learn to be a beggar. It sounds very too simple. Generally people think perfection is in obtaining high knowledge, big degrees, wealth, opulence, political post, spiritual knowledge. But Queen Kunti describes this. All these things are obstacles in receiving the mercy of the Lord. Because you cannot be a beggar if you think you have something. A beggar is one who literally doesn't have anything and is simply a beggar. A beggar is one who thinks himself to be insignificant. We are insignificant. The fact is that we are insignificant. The fact is that we are totally dependent on the mercy of the Lord for every breath, every moment. Even the eye blinks is controlled by Krishna. The movement of the tongue is controlled by Krishna. The lungs are controlled by Krishna. Sound system is controlled by Krishna. Fall asleep during class, that is controlled by Krishna. We are always totally dependent on Krishna. It's just ignorance which makes us forgetful of Krishna. So to be a beggar is not artificial. To be a beggar is to be honest. Do not be proud of borrowed plumes, it says. Because we have nothing to be proud of. Nothing belongs to us. Everything is possible by the mercy of the Lord. The greatness of great devotees is in just understanding this one sentence of Prabhupada. Everything is possible by the grace of the Lord. You can say it 10 times, 100 times. Whatever Krishna wills, that I can do. I was preparing for this class, actually giving class also, because I was told today morning, so I was thinking it's a very nice verse, because everything is possible by the mercy of the Lord. So I asked Radha Gopinath Prabhu and he gave me one example which I will repeat with due credit to him. I was asking how we can understand from Shastra that everything is possible from the mercy of the Lord. So Prabhuji explained to me the example of Arjuna, the great warrior. As you know, before the Mahabharata took place, the Pandavas were in exile for 12 years, and during the 13th year they were staying incognito in the kingdom of Virat Desh. So at that time, just towards the end of the 13th year, the kingdom of Virat was attacked by Duryodhan and the armies of the Kauravas. And Arjuna, actually the son, Uttara, he was going to go to fight. And Yudhishthira Maharaj in disguise suggested that Arjuna can go as a charioteer, because Yudhishthira knew that Arjuna would be able to win. So Arjuna went as a charioteer to Uttara. And then when Uttara saw the massive army, it included Bhishma and Drona and Karna, he was completely fearful. He just decided to turn back. He just wanted to run away. But at that time, Arjuna, he told him that, "I will fight and you become the charioteer." Uttara could not believe. He said, "Who are you?" And Arjuna explained his identity. and with several proofs. And then Uttara was somewhat pacified. And in that battle, there were such great Maharathis, Bhishma. As you all know, Bhishma has had a battle with Parshuram himself. None of them was victorious. Who can encounter Bhishma? What to speak of he being accompanied by other great warriors like Dronacharya. And this was before Mahabharata. At that time Arjuna did not even have those 7 Akshauhini Senas. But Arjuna single-handedly, he defeated all of them. As a part of the plan of the Lord, he did not kill them, but he made them unconscious. And he came back victorious. And of course we know during the Mahabharata battle also, how Arjuna was able to encounter such great warriors. It was all possible by the grace of the Lord. But then after Krishna left the planet, Arjuna could not defend himself against simple coward men. And he felt completely satisfied in either case, in the sense he knew that I am simply an instrument in the mission of the Lord. When the Lord wanted me to be victorious, I was victorious. And when the Lord wanted me to be defeated, I was defeated. This is the essence of humility. The essence of humility is not some kind of psychological feeling that I cannot do anything. The essence of humility is to be a puppet in the hands of Krishna, as is personified by our divine founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. You find Prabhupada himself living up to his purports in his prayers which he offered in before he reached America. In those prayers he writes very beautifully that, "My dear Lord, you have brought me here in this Ugrasthan. I do not know. The people here are so much covered by the modes of passion, the modes of ignorance. How will they understand the message of Vasudev?" Prabhupada felt himself so much unqualified. He prayed, "My Lord, you make me, you give me words." And then he concludes by saying that, I'm simply a puppet in your hands. Make me dance, make me dance, make me dance. This is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada, the greatness of all pure devotees, is that they feel themselves completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. That mercy of the Lord is unfathomable. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu. It's beyond any bounds. To the degree one's heart is filled with humility, the crest jewel of all verses, Trinadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishnana Amani Namadati Kirtaniya Sadahari. To the degree one is filled with that verse, to that degree excesses mercy. It's not that Krishna wants to give more to one and less to another. Krishna is completely impartial. But to the degree one feels himself humble, to that degree one receives mercy. Today is a very special day for the devotees here. You all know His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is coming. So in preparation I was listening to one of his lectures also on the same topic. It was, I think, last December, one of the Christmas day. In London, Maharaj was speaking on Jesus Christ. And he was explaining that the essential teaching of Jesus Christ, or for that matter all the devotees in our sampradaya, can be summed up in this quality of Trinadapi Sunichena. Jesus Christ was asked that who among us is the greatest? And Lord Jesus Christ replied that he who thinks himself the least, who is the servant of all, he is the greatest. And not only did Jesus Christ say like this, But he himself exhibited during the Last Supper. He literally was washing the feet of all of his disciples. And when they were feeling so much embarrassed, so he said, if I can do this to you, how much you should do to each other? The blessed are the poor and the meek, for they shall receive the mercy of the Lord. Actually, to be impoverished, to be in a state of suffering, is a great blessing of the Lord. Because in that condition, one feels, I am totally dependent on the mercy of the Lord. The pure devotees, they always feel dependent on the mercy of the Lord. There's that famous incident in Prabhupada's life, when Srila Prabhupada was in Boston, and with folded hands, he was praying to the deities, and some devotee asked, what are you praying? And Prabhupada said, I am praying that I may never fall down. So this feeling of dependence of the mercy of the Lord is the common characteristics of all great Vaishnavas. And this spirit is what makes one take shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Our venerable acharyas, Sripad Rupa Goswami and Sri Sanatan Goswami, how they humbled themselves when they first met Lord Sri Gaur Sundar at Ramkeli, with a straw between their teeth and with a piece of cloth around their neck, they prayed, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Mahashaya Patita Pavana Jaya Jaya Mahashaya, please have mercy on Nicha Jati, Nicha Sangi, Kori Nicha Kaji, that we are utterly fallen. We cannot even explain our sinful nature to you. Jagai and Madhai, they had one fault, they had performed sinful activities. However, we are more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. Matulyo Nasti Papi, there is nobody more sinful than us. And for us to receive your mercy is like a dwarf trying to touch the moon. We are not eligible to receive your mercy. However, let us submit this piece of information to you, that if you are not merciful to us, then it will be very difficult for you to find any more other candidate to receive your mercy. We are the most, in that sense, we are fit to receive your mercy because we are the most fallen. And then of course we know that how by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa and Sanatan, they could do so many wonderful things. They wrote so many literatures. They wrote so many books. They built many temples. So the current of the mercy of the Lord becomes available to us to the degree we are free from pride. Just like many of you have studied physics, you know that the current is inversely proportional to resistance. Ohm's law. Not Ohm, but OHM, Ohm. So current is I is equal to V divided by R. Still remember somewhat. So there, the voltage, that Krishna's mercy is like a unlimited generator. There's no limit. But if my heart has got resistance in the form of pride, then I get little mercy. I become more humble, I get more mercy. And devotees like the six Goswamis who are completely pure, Trinadapi Sunicha, they themselves inundate the world with the mercy in the form of teachings of Mahaprabhu and in the form of the conclusion of all teachings. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And not only they are humble before the Lord, they are so humble with each other. When Rupa Goswami composed those beautiful shlokas about Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, glorifying Lord Chaitanya, When he read the verse about the holy name, I do not know how much nectar there is in these two syllables, Krishna. When I chant these names, I desire many millions of tongues. When that name enters into my ears, I desire millions of ears. My senses become inert. When Haridas Thakur heard this, he was so happy. He didn't feel, I am Namacharya, here is my competitor. He was so blissful. Ramananda Rai and Sarvam Bhattacharya, they were so happy. So much. It's easy to be humble before Lord and before spiritual master. But here we find between equals also, there is so much the sense of humility, of non-enviousness. So really, there is nothing which prevents us from attaining Krishna's kingdom. Blessed are the humble and the meek, for they shall receive the mercy of the Lord. Every moment, especially every moment of chanting, is a prayer that please give me mercy. The spiritual master gives us mercy by making us humble. Balaram, Nityananda Ram, Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Korovei Dase Trinapekati Hin. Because by His mercy we can be humble, and by becoming humble we can receive more and more mercy. This faith in the mercy of the Lord is the essence of spiritual life. And this is what will make this society successful at all levels. Srila Prabhupada told of his handful of devotees in the year 1973 that if we have these few devotees, they have this faith in the Supreme Lord, then we can take over the world in 18 days. Recently I read something in Shrita Kirti Prabhu's diary saying that Prabhupada said, most of my disciples said they do not have faith. Of course, we cannot judge, but Prabhupada says that faith is, if we just have faith in the mercy of the Supreme Lord, then our lives are successful. It is not in physical terms, but in the spiritual terms that the success of the movement is generated. Faith in the mercy of the Lord. And faith in the holy name. If you see Prabhupada, in his prayer, he says, I do not have bhakti also. Out of humility, of course. Bhakti nahi, veda nahi, name khub daro. I do not have bhakti, nor do I have knowledge, but have faith in the holy name of Krishna. Prabhupada had complete faith in the words of his spiritual master and in the holy name of Krishna. And this is what we have to pray to Krishna to give me more and more faith. Faith in Sri Guru Vaishnavas and in the holy name. Srila Prabhupada, in one of the memories of Srila Prabhupada, one disciple was recounting how they were presenting Srila Prabhupada with some resolutions of the meetings of GBC's members, some many days of discussion. As Prabhupada was flipping over the pages, he looked and said, there's so many discussions. Did you have any discussion on the improving the quality of chanting? Better we have few hours of discussion on management, and we should discuss this. And one other instance, Srila Prabhupada was telling the devotees that I have written so many books. Do you know what is the purpose of these books? And then he himself explained, the purpose is just to convince us to take shelter of the holy name. We may not have faith in the holy name, but certainly we have faith in Prabhupada and their representatives who have faith in the holy name. In business circle also, if you do not know about something, you ask an expert, where is the best thing, what is the best thing to do in this regard. In medical science also you ask somebody who is more knowledgeable in that field. So we are neophyte trotters on this path. But the great acharyas, their words inspire us in faith. Their words bring faith in our lives. And by their mercy, we imbibe the mood of faith. We should constantly be praying for that faith. Any service which one is ordered to do, if one simply prays for mercy and begs for being empowered, then one can do it. Mukam karoti vachalam pangu langayate girim yat kripatam ambandhi. Even a dumb man can speak eloquent poetry. And a blind man can see the stars in the sky. A lame man can cross mountains by the grace of the Lord or by the grace of the spiritual master. In short, spiritual life can be summed up in these five letters, M-E-R-C-Y. Just mercy. Shakti buddhi nahi. I do not have any strength. I do not have any intelligence. Doesn't mean that a devotee is necessarily, you know, weak physically or foolish. He feels himself like that. He feels, I am totally dependent on Krishna. And to that degree, one Prabhupada writes in one nice purport in the Bhagavatam, to that the power or the protection of the Lord is available to the degree one feels himself dependent on the Lord. Just like a small child, a parent may be having two children, but a small child is more dependent on the parent. So an aspiring devotee is one who is completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. To the degree we have some faith in our own material or even spiritual accomplishments, knowledge of the Shastras, intelligence, ability to do things, to that degree the mercy is withheld. It's like a dam. But to the degree one feels, Haha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Karuna Karo Eva Narotama Dasa Kore Nateli Horanga Tomabina Kiyache, that there's nobody except you. Except Krishna, there's no one. I was reading the first canto of Bhagavatam a few days back, and there's a very nice purport in this connection. In the story where the Pandavas retire, and it said the five Pandavas left, and then Draupadi left. Five Pandavas, they just left. They were not attached to anything. And Draupadi and Subhadra also, completely focused, with complete absorption in the thoughts of Krishna. They left. And Prabhupada writes here in a beautiful purport, first canto, that everybody has to fly their own plane. When on the ground, the pilot may receive a lot of training. But when in the sky, the pilot has to fly his own plane. And Prabhupada specifically writes that the father, mother, and even the spiritual master can give instructions to a disciple. But ultimately, it is up to the disciple to fly his plane in the sense of taking shelter of Krishna. We all have to aspire to achieve perfection. And the perfection is to remember Krishna all the time, especially at the time of death. Especially the time of death. So every moment is a moment of practicing. Now we have such good help in the form of spiritual master and devotees and in the Shastras. But we don't know what will be the situation when the final exam is about to take place. In colleges they announce the exam many months in advance. But here, fortunately or unfortunately, there's no announcement. Every moment is a moment of practice. Begging for Krishna, please, This year in the Vyaspuja book of Srila Prabhupada, one disciple wrote very nice offering which I would like to quote. This is a letter by Srila Prabhupada to Devananda Prabhu. The Prabhupada is saying that Krishna is in the heart. So you should pray to Krishna like this. Krishna, you are in my heart and you give knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. So please give me remembrance of your lotus feet always. In other words, one should be begging for that remembrance, constant remembrance, constant remembrance. One cannot chant the holy name by his endeavor. Ekakya mar nahi payabal. This is also another nice offering by Srila Giriraj Maharaj. He writes in his offering that, quoting Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Ekaki Amara Nahi Payabala, praying to Srila Prabhupada, that alone I have no strength to chant the holy name. It's not merely the moving of the lips which makes Krishna appear, but Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur appears. Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains that the heart is filled with the service attitude and the holy name descends. Srila Giriraj Maharaj, he prays in that offering to Srila Prabhupada that alone I do not have strength. Tumi kripa kori, please be merciful. Give me a drop of that mercy. So that Shraddha Bindu Diya, again coming to the same point which is explained in by Prabhupada here, that Shraddha, that give me a drop of that faith so that I can also chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because by that faith in the holy name, one can go on chanting even though one may not have taste, and gradually develop taste. In the next paragraph, Giriraj Swami Maharaj explains his prayers. He says very humbly that for 40 years now I have been trying to chant attentively, struggling. All great devotees, they always pray like this. There's very few times the devotees explain their success. He's quoting Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Please give me, what is that song? Kabe habe bolo se din amar. When that day will be mine? When will I receive a drop of that? Kaurite Shri Krishna Nama Ucharan Pulakita Deha Gat Gat Vasan. When will I get the taste for the name of Krishna? Just like here it explained in the purport, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara. Wherever there is Krishna, wherever there is Arjuna, there is victory, there is opulence. We have Krishna in this movement of ISKCON in the form of the holy name, and we have Arjuna in the form of our divine commander, Srila Prabhupada. If we have faith in Srila Prabhupada's words, and if we have faith in the holy name, then surely the society will be successful in inundating every town and village by the loud chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada writes the last line in the purport, for one who pleases the Supreme Lord, no achievement is wonderful, everything is possible for him. Yes, if we can please Krishna, everything is possible. Individual perfection and perfection for all living beings, everything is possible if we just try to please Krishna by attentively, humbly chanting Hare Krishna. That is the essence of all teachings. I beg at all the assembled devotees' feet, please give me faith in the holy name. Help me live up to what I say. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Radha Gopinath Prabhu. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.